Word. We thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, I pray as we open your word today that let faith come and let the anointing flow and let your words, Father, today be spoken with authority, be spoken loudly, and that we hear you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. Praise the Lord. We're glad they're listening. Hallelujah. I've had a lot of upset people this week texting me and emailing me wanting to know where our podcast is. So we need to get on that and stay on that. That podcast needs to get up every Sunday evening. So we're going to work on that. Amen. So was going to move on, but the Lord said not to. And so we began to talk a little bit last week about removing our mountains, removing the mountains that come up in our life. We saw where Jesus spoke to these mountains. He spoke to a fig tree. And that fig tree became a mountain because it could not produce what he was in need of. And so he didn't like that. And well, I'll tell you what. I want to show you another account. So if you'll go to Matthew for me, Matthew chapter 21, we're going to see that same fig tree, but through the eyes of a different person. You know how people can, one person can see or hear something one way, and then another could hear something another way, or perceive something another way. Well, we saw last week that within 24 hours, as the disciples were passing by with Jesus, it said that in the morning as they were passing by. And it was within 24 hours. But here we're going to see in Matthew 21 and verse 18, it says this. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. That meaning Jesus. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and said, and found nothing on it but leaves. And what did he do? He said to it. He said to what? The tree, the fig tree. He said to it. Remember, we talked about that last week.
Amen.
We must speak to it, whatever that mountain may be in our life. If it's going to, if it's going to affect our purpose, whatever our purpose might be for the day, for the month, for the year, for our life, whatever that purpose might be, if something is going to affect our purpose and try to become a mountain in our life so that we cannot fulfill our purpose, we must speak to it. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
So Jesus, seeing the fig tree by the road, and he came to it and he found nothing on it but leaves. He said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Wow. Now remember in the other account, it said, let no one eat fruit of you here ever again.
Yeah.
Same wording. Heard differently from one, recorded differently from another. He said, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And what happened?
Immediately.
So we can have the immediately we were talking about last week. We can have the all of a sudden. Because in his eyes, immediately, what happened? Immediately, it says, the fig tree withered away. Immediately.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I would like to have some immediate mountains moved.
Amen.
Out of my life.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, we have the right.
Amen.
To have these mountains removed and to have them removed immediately.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And he goes on, he says, verse 20, he says, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? Power and authority that are in your words.
Amen.
Power and authority, life and death.
Yes.
What comes out of our mouth.
Right.
Verse 21 says, and Jesus answered and he said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith.
Yes.
If you what?
Have faith.
If you have faith. And he goes on, do not what?
Doubt.
And do not doubt. You will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also, if you say anything, or if you say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, it will be done.
That's right.
It what?
Will.
It will be. What did we say last? It will be. It is an assurity. It will be. If you say to the mountain, be removed, it will be.
It will go to
yonder place. It will be. It will be done, he says. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So he said some things here, just like he did in the other account. We see that he spoke to it, the mountain. And then he also goes on to say, and whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. We saw then that we speak to the mountain, but we ask of God.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, that we ask of God in Jesus' name. That's how we ask of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we will not only do what was done to this fig tree, but we will say to whatever mountain in our life, be removed. Whatever mountain. Debt is a massive mountain. Debt can be a mountain that you feel like you're under. You feel like that mountain is sitting upon you, on your shoulders, holding you down, is what these mountains of debt feel like. And then the devil likes to compound it by having people call you and remind you about it. Mrs. Wilcox, you haven't paid your this yet. And Mr. Wilcox, you haven't that. Mr. Wilcox, when are you going to? You'll get it when it's there. That's when.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, yes.
But this is what the devil wants to do. He wants to nip at you.
Yeah.
Keep beating your faith down. Pulling your faith down to where you can't remove that mountain because all you can do is think about, talk about your bills, your mountain of debt. That's all he does. And when he pulls you down to that point, you feel, what do I do now? Lost. Almost feel lost. Almost feel like I can't get out from underneath this. But Jesus has a way. He says, speak to it. He said, speak to it, and it will be done. Now, what do? We speak believing. With no doubt. We speak believing with no doubt. How many of you this week caught yourself speaking? And it, whoop, whoop, don't say that. I did. Yeah, but you're a pastor. Yeah, but I did.
I spoke,
whoop. Lord, forgive me for that. In Jesus' name, I've cursed those words, command them to fall to the ground. That's how I get rid of that real quick. Because it's not going to grow roots. Not in my life.
No.
You know, when we speak something out of our mouth, it's usually because we believe it. When it comes out of our mouth, we usually believe it, right?
Yep, doubt in the heart.
Well, I don't know about you. Me not being as perfect as some people, I've called my, you dummy. Oh, you know, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
You know, oh. So not only did I do something that was dumb, but now I'm calling myself dumb. Not smart, right? Got to catch yourself. Remember, we've got to control our words. We have got to control. Remember, here's our ammunition.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Kaboom.
Here's how we load our gun. We put it in the heart.
Yes.
And then this is how we fire our gun, is by the mouth. By what we speak.
Yes.
We release that ammunition. We release that projectile of faith. We release it. Amen. And it will be done. Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Remember? So, how many of you then this week, after that message you heard last week about your words, began to speak to your mountain?
Yes, yes.
I did. Amen. Did my mountain immediately go away? No. Did my 24-hour morning show up? No. But I'm still chipping away at the mountain. Why? It will be done. Amen. I don't care how long you have to chip away at that mountain. I don't care. We cannot quit. We cannot quit. Period. We speak to it. If it doesn't move, we speak to it. If it doesn't move, what do?
We speak to it.
We speak to it.
That's right.
We speak to it, yeah. We don't stop. We don't quit. And we don't say, oh man, it didn't work. Don't say that.
No.
Never say that the word doesn't work.
That's right.
The only words that don't work is because you didn't work it right. You didn't work it properly. You didn't work it in faith. Somewhere there's doubt. Somewhere there may be fear. Somewhere there may be unbelief. Whatever the case may be, the word always works.
Yes.
It's how you work it. Yes. See, I can take a 38 or I can take a 357 Magnum and try to put a 9mm in that. It will not work right. I can't take a 9mm and use a 40 caliber bullet. It's the wrong ammunition. Therefore, my gun will never fire. So what do we have to have? The right ammunition for the right gun.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Amen? Our ammunition.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Right? We place it in our heart.
Yes.
Amen? And we fire it with our mouth. Yes. And this is how we win.
Amen.
And we shoot that mountain down over and over and over. When he raises his ugly head, we shoot it down.
Right.
We continually remove, remove, remove. We don't say it didn't work. We don't faint in adversity.
Right.
We don't say, oh, and throw our hands up and quit.
Nope.
No. We must continue to be steadfast, immovable. And the word says, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Always abounding.
Yes.
Always loading our heart. Always loading our heart with the word of God. Always loading our heart. Well, see, the devil will try to load your heart with doubt. He'll tell you. Oh, remember we talked about what the fig tree said to Jesus last week? You can't. I'm not giving you that. Don't say you can't to Jesus, right? Because he might curse you and wither you away. He might take away your purpose. So this is what the devil's trying to do to you, to me, to believers in this earth today, is take away our purpose.
Yeah.
And he does it very cunningly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's sly and he's sneaky. And he'll do it simply by putting a mountain of debt on you. Putting sickness or disease on you to keep your mind off of your purpose.
Yeah.
Keep your mind off of your purpose. And battle you and battle you with phone calls and battle you with evil reports. Continually breaking you down until you almost feel like, and we see this happening all over the earth today, where people are killing themselves.
Yes.
Committing suicide over their problems.
Yeah.
Instead of using their faith to remove that problem.
Amen.
They're just hanging it up and saying, I'm done. I'm at my wit's end. I can't take any more. Well, then we're not getting in with the Spirit in prayer. Because you can always take more when you're with the Spirit.
Amen.
You notice how every time we get in that presence of God and that anointing of God, we don't think about our problems. We don't think about the mountains.
No.
As a matter of fact, we almost feel like we are now invincible when that anointing shows up, don't we? We feel like a 21-year-old invincible kid now, going to live forever.
Yeah.
Nothing can hurt me, right? That's how we feel when that anointing shows up. That's who he is, see? He's the strength and the power that you have in your life.
That's right.
And so we must, when we feel that weight coming upon us of whatever it might be, evil reports or debt or what, when we feel that weight, we've got to get with the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit.
Yes, yes.
I know the flesh doesn't want to. I know it's not. When you're sick, it's hard. It is hard when you're sick. When you don't, and you're hurting, you're in pain.
Yes.
It is hard. But you've got to push through.
Amen.
And the more you push through, the immediately will take place.
Yes, yes.
The immediately will take place. But you've got to push through.
That's right.
I can't push you through. I can't push it through for you. You've got to stand up to the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When that guy tries to steal your purpose, You've got to tell him, no, you can't. You can't. See, I can. Because with God,
all things are possible.
With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
To him who believes, all things are possible. Amen? Yes. Amen. So we must stand and fight. Even if we're on our knees to do it.
Awesome.
Amen. We don't allow the devil to tell us you can't.
That's right.
And no, I'm not going to do that for you. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's not going to supply my needs by my riches and glory because I get paid a amount of money every hour, you know. Right? So he's not going to use me to supply my needs. He's going to supply my needs. And it's up to him to do it the way he wants to do.
He can do it.
I'm not going to... Listen, we put limits on God by trying to figure out how he's going to do something. And we'll even set our mind on, oh, I know that's how God's going to do it. And when God doesn't do it that way, oh, there goes our faith. And the devil said, and he's laughing. And you've decided to quit. Remember, it's those who persevere.
Amen.
Amen. Who endure to the end. We must endure.
Yes.
See. And must see. All right. Let's go to Matthew 12. Matthew 12. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to start in verse 33, and this is Jesus talking. It says, either make the tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. You notice how the Holy Ghost likes to use a tree? Because trees produce.
Sure do.
Don't they? They produce things.
Yes.
Each tree produces something different. If it's a different type of tree. An apple tree produces apples. A fig tree produces fig trees. Figs. Each tree produces differently, doesn't it? You're going to produce differently than I am. Because you're a different tree. So either make the tree good, verse 33 again, and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? So we see then now evil people don't speak good things. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you have loaded, what ammo you have loaded into your heart is what is spoken out of your mouth. It's what's fired. It's what's released. A good tree will fire and produce good fruit. A bad tree will fire and produce bad fruit. I'm a good tree. Are you a good tree? We are good trees. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Amen.
So what are we putting in? What are we putting in? Now remember, yes, the word. Remember, the devil will try to cause you to put the wrong ammunition in there. And how he does that is he gets you a phone call from a bill collector, and they're rude, right?
Rude.
This, that, and the other. And instead of you speaking to the mountain of debt, you go to your friend, you go to your wife, and you say, oh, honey, we just don't have enough, and that bill is, and they called, and they're coming after us, and blah, blah, blinga, blah, 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 blah. So we're talking about our problem, but not speaking to the problem.
Very
right.
Outstanding.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
The very problem, the very mountain that is trying to remove our purpose. Stand in the way of our purpose is what it's doing. It's what it's trying to do. And it's what we load in our heart and comes out of our mouth is how we win.
Amen.
It's also how we lose.
Yes.
For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. So we see that we put good things in our heart because we're good people.
Amen.
And good will come out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I say to you, verse 36. But I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. All right. We're justified by our words. Well, the just shall live by faith. So what must come out of our mouth? Faith, the word of God. The faith in the word of God has got to be what comes out of our mouth. Word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So then faith goes from your mouth by speaking, and speaking the word of God. That's how we do this.
Amen.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Now here we go. Get ready. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. Death and life, life and death, are in the power of your tongue.
Amen.
Is in the power of what you speak.
Amen.
See, what you believe is what you speak.
Yes.
You can speak life, or you can speak death.
That's right.
You can speak life to your mountain. You can speak death. Now, that would be the opposite, wouldn't it? Speaking life to your mountain is speaking fear, doubt, and unbelief. Speaking death to the mountain would be speaking the word of God and removing it. I curse that mountain and I call it to be removed. See, Jesus, when he spoke to that fig tree, it was a curse. He cursed it. He cursed its purpose for living. He took its purpose away so that it could not affect him again. So we got to take the purpose of that mountain away in our life.
Amen.
Now what's causing that mountain to have any purpose in your life? Find out.
Yeah.
Pray. There's a mystery.
Yep.
What is it that's causing that mountain to have any purpose in your life? Any right to be in your life? Pray.
Yes.
Seek the Word. Seek the Spirit.
Amen.
Find out. Seek God. And find out. Remember how we read that? Have faith in God, guys.
Amen.
Come on. That's what it felt like with Jesus talking to his disciples. Come on, guys. Have faith in God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. See, if we can find out, which is the very thing that the devil's hiding from you, do you understand? If we can find out what's allowing that mountain to be in our life, we'll remove it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll remove it. It could be something of maybe unforgiveness. Because didn't Jesus go on last week talking about unforgiveness? And when you pray to the Father, make sure your sins, or you have forgiven those, so that your Father in heaven can forgive you.
Yes.
See, he wasn't done because it said, and remember, he wasn't finished. So our removing of mountains, our faith is tied in with forgiveness and unforgiveness. So it could be you're in unforgiveness with someone. Very possible. That's not saying you are. I'm just saying it's possible. That could be what's allowing that mountain to stay in your life. Because see, you have the power to remove it. In the name of Jesus Christ, be removed, be cast into the sea. You have the right. You have the power. You've got the power and the ability to do it. So find out what it could be, unforgiveness. Yeah. Could be that you're not a tither.
Yeah. There you go.
Could be that you're not a giver.
Yeah.
Because see, we're told to tithe and to give.
Amen. Right, right.
Could be. Could be that you don't love your brother. That's not a good one.
No.
Could be that you're not walking in love. Yeah.
Amen.
Could be that you don't like yourself. Could be that you don't like yourself. There are many possibilities, aren't there?
Yes.
But see, because we're so used to something, we don't see it anymore. We've begun to get tunnel vision. And we don't even realize. Oh, have you ever heard this? I didn't realize I was doing that.
Right. Yep.
I didn't even realize I was walking in fear. I didn't even realize I didn't love my brother. I didn't realize I was bitter and angry and hateful. I've always been that way. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I didn't realize. We got to come to a realization and find out what it is. What's trying to, what's causing that mountain to stay in my life and get out in Jesus' name. Find out what it is. Right? Amen. Allow God to say, God, Lord God Almighty, please in Jesus' name, show me. Open my eyes if need be. What is going on that's allowing this thing to hold me down? To beat me. That tree tried to beat Jesus, but he fixed it. That tree's not going to beat anybody ever again.
That's right.
See, that mountain doesn't have a right to beat you.
Amen.
You've got to remove that thing.
Right.
And it's by what you speak.
Right.
The power to release life and death to any situation in your life is in your words. It's in your words. You can create life or you can create death. But it's up to you. Oh man, I can't believe I said that. You ever done that one? Oh, I can't believe I said that. I mean, right? You almost want to hit yourself a couple times on, you know. I mean, I've done that. Oh, I can't believe I said that, you know, or... You know, I mean, try. You ever heard that? Somebody says something, knucklehead, and they, you know, why? Because they're trying to be funny. Have you ever heard that one? Yeah, I was trying to be funny. I didn't mean it. I didn't really mean anything by it. I was just trying to be funny.
Just kidding.
Or just kidding, right? Just kidding.
Yes.
And Sue said it. What's in your heart?
Yeah.
What's in your heart?
Yeah.
Oh no. See, you can sit and talk with somebody for about 5 minutes and find out what's in their heart.
That's right.
Could be the movie they saw last week. That's all they want to talk about.
Oh, there you go.
Could be, hey, did you hear what Mildred was wearing over in church today? Oh, Mildred. Just don't know. Poor Mildred.
Yeah.
She had a hole in her dress. She must be broke. Now it's throughout the whole church she's broke.
Yeah.
Well, she probably got plenty of money, just didn't realize she ripped her dress on the way to church.
Yeah.
Getting out of the car or something. Yeah.
That happens.
You just, right? But because of gossip, oh, could be a gossiper.
Ah, sure.
No, not here. Not here. No, no.
Not here. We don't do that. No.
Right. What is it that's causing that mountain to have a right to be in my life and to block my purpose?
Yes.
Because,
yes.
See, God put me here at this time for this hour.
Yes.
For a purpose.
That's right.
Not for me to just exist. Not for me to be broke. Not for me to constantly have to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to have enough to scrape and get by. No. This is not why you're here.
That's right.
This is not why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm free. I'm not captive.
That's right.
The devil can't say, you can't to me. He doesn't have the right.
Amen.
Unless I've given him that right. And I will not. I refuse.
That's right.
To give him that right. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Am I not in love with my wife? See, you see in Proverbs 18 how he says, husbands, love your wife. Uh-oh. She knows I love her. You ever tell her? I do all the time. Our God wants you healed. He wants you blessed. He wants you free. And all of that that he wants for you is in your words. It's in your words. It's what's coming out of our mouth. Our purpose is being blocked by mountains in our life.
Yes.
Mountains of debt, mountains of sickness and disease, mountains of unforgiveness, mountains of whatever it might be, is blocking our purpose from being victorious in what God has for us. God's got a plan for you.
Yes.
He does. He's got a plan for you. It's not just so you can exist throughout the week. Not just so you can, worry and fret over bills and worry and fret over your kids and worry and fret over, oh, Lord, have mercy, and worry and fret over, Jung Sung-un or whatever. Realize these knuckleheads are down there protesting yesterday over Christopher Columbus. Are you going to change our history books now and rip down our statue? This is what they're concerned about, see? That's what they're concerned about. They're more concerned about that kind of stuff, and it's pulling their purpose away. Come on.
Really?
Have faith in God.
Amen.
Have the God kind of faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes,
we're victorious,
Amen.
But we're only victorious if we allow ourselves to be.
That's right.
Yes. We're winners.
Amen.
We're overcomers.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're mighty through God.
Through
the pulling down of strongholds. Debt's a stronghold, folks. Once you're under it, it's hard to get out. So we can only rely on God to do it. We must rely on God to do it.
Amen.
How do we do that? Well, we know there are a couple things that we must do, and that is tithe and that is give. We do know that that's a must. That's required by God to bring first fruits. We know that. All the way from the beginning with Cain and Abel, it's been that way. Our God wants us blessed.
Amen.
He does.
Amen.
He wants us healed.
He wants
healed. Amen. So we have to go after it.
Yes.
We have to take control of it. You can change any word, you can change any situation by the words as you've spoken. You can change any situation by your words.
Yes.
Never allow your emotions to determine your actions.
Okay. Right.
I used to allow anger to determine my actions. Yeah, not a good thing. We've got to get specific of what we speak. We talked last week about watching over what we speak and controlling our mouth. Now this week I want us to get specific. Let's get specific. Let's get specific with God.
Amen.
Let Him get specific with you.
Yes.
Okay, God, what am I doing wrong?
That's right. Yes.
Show me. Don't sugarcoat it. Please speak to me. Let me hear your voice. Where am I missing it? He'll show you. And then eliminate that.
Amen.
Eliminate it. And then thank Him.
Yes. Glory.
And glorify and worship Him for the freedom and victory that you have.
That's right.
You speak to it and remove it once and then thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Amen.
Amen.
And you're free.
Yes.
Are you free? Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free. Stand up to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is so good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we bless you and we give you praise. We glorify you, Father. We thank you for this day. We rejoice and we're glad in it, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that whatever is causing our mountains to disrupt our purpose, I pray that you'll show us, Father, so that we can fix it and remove these mountains in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for each and every tither and giver in this house, that the mountain of debt be removed in the name of Jesus. And I call blessings to flow. We thank you for it as we go this week, Father. I pray your protection to be upon us, your angels in charge to guard and keep us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed week. Hallelujah.